This episode is brought to you by KG Productions.
There is one question. What is the esoteric significance of Vasudeva Upasana? Seeing Krishna in everyone and everything, how does this transform? Transformation. On the path of spirituality, the third D. You remember, I was just now speaking of the three Ds. The first one is dispassion, second one is detachment, third one is discrimination. Not the regular word called discrimination. Here, discrimination in spirituality means seeing God in everything or knowing the real from the unreal. What is real? God is real. Right? The whole world around you is unreal. Yesterday we did the three states, and then there's a fourth one also. The three states are what? Waking, dreams, sleep, deep sleep. And then there is a fourth one called the Turiya. Which is real in all this? So none of this is real except the Turiya. Because that connects you with the divinity. That is the only real state. Rest everything in this world, whether it is deep sleep, whether it is dream, or whether it is waking state, is all unreal. Discrimination means knowing the real from the unreal. Everything that you see around you is unreal. It doesn't last for long. It goes away. It gets destroyed. You may understand this when I tell you that many years ago, there was Union of Soviet Socialist Republic. It existed. Where is it today? It has dissipated into different states, isn't it? Once upon a time, India was a very huge country. There was no Pakistan or Bangladesh and all these other countries. Today, there are different nations. So what is real in this? If I draw a line on the ground and say, this is my territory, this side is mine and that side is yours. God is looking from top and he says, you know, oh my God, they are taking my land and they are drawing a line and he says, this is mine and that is yours. Yeah, I can prove it by my papers, you know. Well, before you ever came into existence, there was nobody here and that time the land belonged to God. And today you came over here just because you paid some few money here and there, so it became to you, it became yours. Huh? How stupid is that? And then you will say, this is my wife, this is my husband, these are my children. One day they will all run away and they will not say that this is my husband or this is my wife. It doesn't work like that also. You know that. Huh? Children also don't want to stay with you. When they grow up, they say, I don't want to take even my mother's call or my father's call. Why? They are a pain. They will keep on saying the same thing. Well, that is how life is. So here, knowing the real from the unreal is very, very important. What is real? God is real. So, seeing Krishna in everyone. It is not easy to see Krishna in everyone. It is said that this whole universe is Vasudeva Kutumbam, which means basically we are one family only. If I go backwards in time, can you tell me where your family began? Nobody knows. Everything happened from Manu, no? Only man, only one guy. And from there, everybody has come out. So what makes you think that you are different people and this one is different and that one is different? Everybody is one. We all come from one huge family. You may say, no, I am an Indian. This fellow is Japanese, that fellow is Chinese, that fellow is American. Oh, is that so? Tomorrow when the alien invasion happens, no? And all those pointy fellows with, you know, things sticking out, maybe the ears are pointed like Mr. Spock, when they come down to earth and then they try to capture. At that time, you will not say that this is America, this is India, this is Japan. No, you will want to fight that fellow, isn't it? So that time you become a world, one world. So do you understand? We are one family. It's called Vasudev Kutumbam. To see God in everything, for a material worldly person, it's extremely difficult. Especially with your enemy, you can't see God in that person at all. You see that person is a villain in my life. Oh, is that so? You see, if the villain was not there, you would not be who you are. You should know that also. You got what I'm saying? If you don't have opposition in life, you can never become great. Look at it. Okay. Now you know, India has Kabaddi teams. Kabaddi. Does America have? No. Does Canada have? No. Do any other countries have? No. If India is the only Kabaddi playing people in the world, we are the world champions. Sir, if nobody is playing, who the? What are you talking about? You are only one. It's the same thing, you know. You are playing solitaire. Who is going to win in that game? You are the winner. You like it? No. But when there is a competition, when there are two players, you see, if I am playing tennis or table tennis or some other kind of game, it's only when I have the opposition that I can become great. If I don't have the opposition, I can be the worst fellow on earth because I will think I am the greatest. Sir, against whom? Whom are you comparing against? In the same way, if you have a class of 20 students and you stand first, yes, the 19 others are your competition. They are your enemies rather. But they are your friends also, isn't it? Same way, we have to see God in everybody. Even if that person is a villain. Even if that person is bad. Don't bother about it. God has put all these people in their respective places. Just like the organs in your body. You see, you have different organs in your body. You have a heart, you have lungs, you have brain, you have this, you have that. So many organs are there in your body. Not tomorrow. The brain will say, you know what? I am the greatest organ. I can do the job of a heart also. You really think so? I mean, think about it. You really think so? Is the heart right in its place or no? So we have to honor the heart for being the heart. Likewise, we have to honor the stomach for being the stomach. We have to honor every part of our body for being there. Likewise, we have to honor everybody who is there in their places. You have people in your life. If they are not there, you are going to be nobody. You are like that one man on the moon. What are you going to do over there? Nothing. So, like that. So, these people are a part of a kutumbam. They are a part of a family. You have to see God in everything. Now, did you understand to see God in everything? So, everybody has been given their respective places, their destinations, what they are supposed to do, is their swadharma has been given to them. What is the swadharma of a stomach? To digest the food. What is the swadharma of a heart? To pump the blood. What is the swadharma of lungs? To take in the air and do the distribution of air. Well, that is exactly how it is. What is the swadharma of a brain? It's a central processing organ. That is the job. It has to do it. And let us say if the brain doesn't perform 100%, then he says, half of the time I'm asleep. Half of my brain is asleep. Well, you will not be functioning properly. If just one part of your, you know, the tubes which are coming out from your heart, okay, auricle, ventricle, this, that and all those, you know, aorta, whatnot. Suppose one of the tubes says, today I just want a holiday. Boss, you are going to get into trouble, isn't it? So, everybody has to perform to their peak capacity. So, please understand, every human being on this planet Earth is meant for a purpose. So, I have given you such an elaborate explanation about kutumbam. And everybody has their jobs. So honor them because they are God-given. They have specific purposes in their life. Look at them as a part of a big family. And when you look at them as a part of the family, they become God for you. Because they are doing specific jobs. They are all cogs in the wheel. We are all a framework, you know. Framework of a cloth. If you take any cloth, there is a cloth and there is a framework. Now, if I just make a small hole somewhere or I cut off one thread from it, what happens? The framework falls. Don't you see the whole thing starts coming off? It's like that when a person is weaving. You just pull one thread and the whole thing opens out. It's like that. We all have Swadharma. We all have duties, God-given duties. We are supposed to do them. And then the Upasana. Upasana means the prayer to God. Why are we supposed to do the Upasana? Honoring God in everybody is important. Loving each other is extremely important. Please understand this. If we don't love each other, if we do not honor every human being on this planet Earth, then we are not doing disservice. And this is the way we can transform. Seeing God in everyone, honoring everybody, seeing the Krishna in everyone because he is doing the perfect job in that place. That way you will see this world as a homogeneous structure. It's all is one and beautiful. It's like the sky and all the stars in their perfect places. Just like you all are stars in perfect places. Do your duties. Do your Swadharma absolutely to the T, like all those organs in the body. Then you will realize the importance of being in this kutumb, family. We are one family. And we have to love each other and help each other so that we realize the God in us. That is the truth. This is the esoteric significance. So what I have given is called the spiritual esoteric significance of what is called as praying to this great divinity called Krishna. See God.